Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. We're recording a different way this week.
On a phone.
On a phone, and I don't know, it's been a day. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
And hey, let's start with a snack. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too. All right, today on our snack from McDonald's, we have the McDonald's. So here's the thing. I know nothing of the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, really? No, I thought you would, though, because I thought your daughter Millie would be
into it. Millie is way into it, yes.
Oh, okay.
See, that song Golden? Yeah, I know that song. You probably heard that song and don't even know you've heard that song.
Didn't it win a Grammy or the Songwriters?
Oscar,
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Oscar, really?
Yeah, it was the song, the best song.
Oh, okay.
From a feature film.
Okay.
So this is the Huntrix meal. So they have one. They have the Saja Boys or Saha Boys.
Yeah.
That's the breakfast meal. We did the lunchtime dinner meal, which, yeah, that's for that.
Oh, thank you.
So it's kind of like the Grinch meal.
Yeah.
Where you get fries, nuggets, and you get a little shaker bag, McShaker fries.
Yeah, this is what was the uniqueness, I guess, about it. That and the sauce. But the nuggets and the fries are the same.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, let's see. This is the, no, that's the, you get some playing cards with it.
Exciting.
I'm going to give those to my daughter, I guess.
Should we just let her open them then?
Yeah, she could have fun with them. I have no idea what those are.
Lunch dinner. These are the lunch dinner cards.
So this is the ramyun. Is that?
Okay.
Seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put this in the bag.
Everything's purple. Is that? That must be
I'm going to like throw that. Oh, it smells kind of garlicky. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right. Should I throw all the fries or just like part?
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to throw a couple nuggets in here, too. Get them.
Man, those fries already just don't look fresh.
No, they don't. Let's get a couple nuggets, too, and we'll put those in there.
Okay.
So we'll experiment, get a couple nuggets with the seasoning. So I got a couple plates here. Oop.
And then you have the sauces.
Now, I have no idea if these are coated like they should be. I feel they need more shaking.
You left a lot of fries in here. Was that intentional?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Man, it coated them pretty well.
All right. I was going to put some on your plate and some on here.
Yeah, go ahead and touch them.
Well,
whoa, that's a lot.
Okay.
So we had this, the seasoning is very, very heavy.
So let's see what that tastes. So here's the seasoning, the ramyun fries.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fresh fries.
No, they're not. That's so disappointing. Hmm. Eh.
Just like a salty, garlicky.
Yeah. Not terrible, but not that exciting, in my opinion.
It gives it a little bit more. It's almost like, almost a little saltier than like Red Robin seasoning. Have you ever had like the special seasoning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say it reminds me of a, what do they call that? Fast casual? Like fast casual fries. Like, you know, it's not higher end sit down restaurant and it's a step above fast food. It's like you said, Red Robin or I don't know.
Steak and Shake has the seasoning for their fries too.
Now, would you think kids would like this seasoning? Would your kids want
this? This is an adult meal, apparently.
Oh, really?
Which is boggles my mind. Huh. Adults don't know anything about this, do they? I guess they may.
No. I don't. I'm beyond adult, though.
Well, So we put it on the nugget as well. You want to try the nugget, see if that... Also, a really salty nugget.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I would actually say that it adds a little bit of interest to a nugget, more so than the fries.
Okay. Speaking of interest for your nuggets.
Yep. Right here.
Oh. All right. We've got demon sauce and hunter sauce. Get out of here, Ruby.
What do we know about these sauces?
I don't really know anything.
There's no information here.
The demon sauce apparently is like a purple. Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
And the hunter sauce, let's see what that looks like. It's kind of a, kind of looks like a reddish.
Yeah. And that looks like a sauce that you would typically see, like a sweet and sour.
Let's try the hunter first because that seems more normal.
Okay. That just looks like sweet and sour sauce to me.
Okay.
That's kind of what it is. With a little kick to it.
Yeah, it's got a little kick. Kind of like you ever have the orange chicken at Panda Express?
Yeah.
It's kind of got that. Like that.
Yeah.
Actually not bad. Yeah, I like that.
I like that one too. All right. I don't know about that purple one. It doesn't even look like sauce. It looks like gel.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take the boot here.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
You ought to get a picture of this.
It does not look like something we should eat. It actually looks like yogurt to me.
It does look like yogurt. It looks like... Yeah, it looks like you covered your nugget in yogurt.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is supposed to be.
What is that?
That's got a little spice to it, too. Oh, kind of like a horseradish.
Yeah.
Or wasabi.
But mixed with something else.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's got that mustard spice.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually like both of those sauces.
Yeah, they're not bad at all.
Huh.
So, hey, So, we had the Grinch meal before. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Now they bring this. How does this one compare? What do you...
I'm trying to remember...
Because they had, like, the dill pickle fries for the... And I thought those were pretty good, but...
Was there anything... Was there any kind of dipping sauce?
No.
Or... We had nuggets, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I would say this one is a step or two above that because it's more interesting for the nuggets.
Yeah. Now, I like getting the socks with the Grinch meal, but...
That's right.
But, yeah, I would recommend. It actually is pretty good.
Yeah. I wonder if it says anywhere like what the calories are. I mean, probably not too bad with these sauces, I would imagine.
Oh, did it? I don't know. It may have said on here. I can't read something that small.
It is weird to have a sauce that looks more like a yogurt, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it again. I'll dip again.
And the sauce is kind of the color of Grimace.
Yeah. It is very wasabi, mustard, horseradish, that kind of.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Well,
did we just finish our lunch?
Huh.
I think I like the purple sauce better than the red sauce, but they're both pretty good.
Yeah. I agree. All right, well, now we have a beer, Dr. Pepper. We have it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from Public House.
They are in Missouri, down Highway 44. It's near, not Herman. What is that town?
Rolla.
Yeah. Yep.
They have a St. James location and a Rolla location.
St. James, that's the one I'm thinking of. It's a really nice place. They have, it's right off the highway there, mm-hmm. off Highway 44, and they have really nice, like, outside patio area with bocce ball and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
There. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't think I've ever been there. So this is an American-style cream ale. While most modern styles of American craft beer originated elsewhere in the world, cream ale was born right here at home. We found a lot to like in this golden little beauty. Prominent malt notes comprehended by flaked maize aroma that bubbles up through carbonation, elegantly balanced by noble hops. We think this beer can be summed up in three big words: American Golden Original.
5.3%.
That is a light looking yeah, beer.
That is. But you know what? It's good for the kind of weather that we have right now.
Man, it is hot. Well, it's not as hot as the other day when it was 90 something, but
it's probably a little more humid now though.
Oh yeah.
We've had a lot of rain.
And I'm like, Josh, I don't want to do a stout today.
Yeah.
You just look for something and this is what we found.
Yep. It smells good, it smells refreshing.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's like it said, you get the, it says flaked maize,
mm-hmm.
corn.
I had a beer similar to this over the weekend, and I thought, oh, this is really nice. Nice and drinkable. It's light and refreshing. And I gave it to Lori, and she sipped it. It was like a Pilsner, and she's like, just tastes like Budweiser to me. And I would say this is in a similar category. But it's got more flavor than a Budweiser. But I think it's refreshing.
More flavor, and it's very light. It's a 5.3%, which I'm surprised it's over 5.
Yeah. I like that. I'm kind of leaning more towards these kind of beers. I think I've mentioned that a few times lately, where the heavy, hoppy IPAs just aren't really doing it for me anymore. I'm like, man, I don't know. I would like something a little lighter. Not like I'm trying to sift through like the chunkiness of unfiltered beer. And I don't know. I'm leaning more towards this kind of style.
Pretty soon the show will just be
two old men
back to drinking like Miller Lite or something like that.
Maybe.
You know
what?
I can
deal with it if you can.
We haven't done this in a long time. This may be a good test now because we're so far removed from those beers.
Mm-hmm.
If we tested the Coors.
Yeah.
Coors Light. Did we test that before?
Coors no.
Light, Miller Light, and Bud Light?
No, I don't think so. We did can versus bottle. It was our test that I remember.
Or did we? Oh, I think we did. Did we do Bud Light? What's the other, Bud Select. I thought we did three of them.
Yeah.
But they were all AB.
Were we trying to guess which one they were though?
I think that's what we were.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We could do something like that. It might be a little more interesting.
It's been a while since what was that called?
Beer 30, drinking a Bud Light.
The blind beer chuck. Okay, here's what it was. Oh, Bud Light, okay. Natural Light, and Bud Select.
Hmm.
We're seeing if we could figure it out.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, that would be interesting to see if we could distinguish between those or anything else.
That was 12 years ago when we did that.
Gosh, we weren't even allowed to drink yet.
No, I know. It's so weird. I don't know how we got away with that. Or maybe we just turned 21. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah. Yeah, this beer's decent.
Yeah.
I would give it a solid B. I think it's easy drinking.
It's B for beer. It's good.
Going down easy. Yeah.
Goes with the Demon Hunter, K-pop Demon Hunter meal.
Yeah. Yeah, pairs well.
So, early this morning, you had a laptop crash, or did that happen before that.
It happened this morning. Yeah. I went to turn it on, and I normally, you know, I leave it in sleep mode most of the time. Sometimes I'll power it down all the way. And I went to, you know, jiggle the mouse, push the, you know, nothing happened. Gave the power button a tap, and nothing happened. And just dark, you know, black screen. The lights were on the keyboard, but there was nothing on the screen. And I started trying to troubleshoot it and could not figure it out. I don't know what the heck happened. It must be some kind of disconnect in the between the motherboard and the screen, because it would show on the laptop itself that it was getting power whenever it was plugged into the charger. And yeah, I couldn't get it to do anything. I tried all the, on the Lenovo's, there's a little like paperclip size pin push button on the side. Tried that. There was nothing. So it's a pretty old. I think it's about 8 years old. And I've been thinking for quite some time that I wanted to get a new one.
8 years old for a laptop is really old.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, because obviously you're probably a desktop or something is going to have more powerful parts.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they don't, the cost comes with the laptop, all the components and all that inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a desktop, you can have, you know, you want a big graphics card. It doesn't matter. You have the real estate for it.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you want a new one either anyway, because you didn't sound like you put a lot of troubleshooting into it. Let's get a new one.
Well, I would prefer to be able to turn it back on and get it going, and I didn't even bring it with me over here. I should have brought it and just see if you could take a quick look at it, but I didn't even bother. But yeah, so you shopped around for a few minutes for me and found one, and I went and told Lori, I'm like, I'm just going to buy it. You know, well, we're using money from the How to Fix It channel,
because yeah.
I use that to do the video editing and all that. And I said, I'm going to get a pretty powerful one. You know, Greg recommended this one. It's you know, going to be, you know, pretty good. And she's like, how much? And I said, I think it's like $1,800. And she like, I mean, jaw dropped. She was like, what? No way. I can't believe a laptop's going to cost that much. She's like, there's no way I'd be able to spend that kind of money for one of those. And she's used to just doing everything on a Chromebook, which those are like
a couple hundred bucks. And the original one I showed you was like, wasn't it like 2,700?
Yeah, that's what I told her. And she's like, that ought to last you the rest of your life. I'm like, there's no way it's going to last me more than, I mean, if I get another 8 years out of it, that'd be fantastic. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you can get super cheap, like, I don't know, bargain $600 laptops or whatever, but they're not going to be able to do anything with them.
And it'd be fine for most users, but you're doing video editing, and if we're doing any kind of streaming in the future or anything like that, you're just going to want something with more power.
Yeah. And luckily, that one was available at Best Buy. So this is the second technology crash that I've had in the last like month, where my phone totally crapped out on me. Went and bought that one at Best Buy, my replacement at Best Buy.
You got your phone and your laptop at the same time.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah, it's about that long.
You know, you're probably your time for a new mattress for your bed, too.
I really am.
We are.
We've had it way longer than that. We actually have talked about that, getting a new one.
I hate our mattress. And, like, I know Molly does, too, but I hate mattress shopping, too, because, you know, they have all those companies where, try Helix or Purple or any of those, and hey, if you want to sponsor us, we're down for it. But
I know, that would be nice.
But without trying it out, it's...
I know.
You go into a mattress store, at least you lay down on it.
Have you ever been to a mattress store?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, and they're like the... I'm sorry, hopefully we don't offend anyone, but I feel like they're this... kind of like a used car salesman.
There is no set price on mattresses either.
Yeah, and...
I don't think pay sticker on mattresses.
I think we've been twice over the years, and both times it just felt so slimy, like they were just telling you stories just to try to be your friend, to try to win you over, to get you to buy something. And they were like, oh, you know, this one. And then trying to like sell you the, like the upgraded model because you deserve it kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Well, you've heard the thing before that they're all a front for a money laundering scheme.
Yeah.
Cause they're like, they close down all the time and then they come back under a different name. It's like Mattress Warehouse, and they close down and it's like Total Mattress and then that closed down, and
Mattress Outlet, Mattress Superstore.
They just changed the name slightly. It's the same store.
Yeah. Mattress Depot. And so did technology items, do they die in threes? Like, you know, threes. Like my mom always used to say, like,
oh, celebrities,
celebrity deaths. Yeah. It's like, and you hear about it in threes, and I'm like, oh man, I hope I'm not cursing myself here, but phone, laptop, like what's next to go out on me?
Oh, well, I don't know. What's
TV, other tech, maybe?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. I hope not too. The one upstairs in our living room is pretty old. I could see that one going out.
Although, I've had a couple go out. It's funny. I have this TV from, from the mid 90s, this tube TV. I'm not going to say anything about it because then that'll go out. But it runs, and I've had several just of the LCD screens. Just one day, they don't turn on. I'm like, man, I've only had this 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But so they're so cheap now, though, too.
Yeah, you know, they are.
75-inch, it's like $350. Yeah, you're like, what?
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it, pick it up after this, and we'll see. Hopefully it'll be powerful and amazing, and it won't be. One thing I'm worried about is just the changing over, making sure that I have, like, all the stuff and I'm able to, like, get into everything. Because I had that, it was just kind of a learning curve with my new phone to, like, get into all the, just to get all my, like, apps loaded, because I wasn't able to, couldn't figure out how to transfer them when I signed in. And laptop's going to be different, but, you know, there still was some software and stuff that I used that I'll have to re-download and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it kind of sucks.
Good times.
Yep. What have you been up to?
Me and the kids. What?
Fixing a dryer?
Yeah, I did that, but I may say that for shop talk.
Oh, okay.
Me and the kids and I and the neighbor kids, and we were all, a few days ago, we were out in the, I got some chalk. I drew some bases in the little cul-de-sac. We kind of have a bubble, not a full cul-de-sac. Is that what you call it? A bubble?
I guess, yeah.
So, and I got out the wiffle ball, and we had like six kids or whatever playing. So
that's cool.
It was a lot of fun. I was all-time pitcher, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't getting anyone out. I was just...
Oh, you weren't giving them the slurve?
Yeah, no. I was just pitching underhand so they could hit
Strike three!
Yeah. Get out of here!
You suck.
You suck, man. So, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. But while I was doing that, I thought of, this goes to how to fix it. And I had this idea before. So right in the cul-de-sac area, there's a storm drain, you know, storm sewer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a couple, what are they called? The ramps. I put a couple car ramps up to block it, and a couple pieces of wood. It's a little janky, but it works, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, it would be nice to either build something permanent that I could get in there and kind of snap in place, or something that I could just carry, set down, and it blocks it when there's kids out there.
Yeah.
Because there are so many times where I've had to get out the pry bar and Oh, really? Lower down the neighbor kid or Peter. Peter, they love doing that, though.
Really?
Like, yeah. Every time, I want to be the one to go get the ball. No, I want to, you know.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles down there?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, there's always wanting to go down there, or a ball always goes down there. So I'd like to work on some sort of...
Yeah.
I don't know if it could be a permanent solution, because you put the grates or whatever, then leaves get clogged.
Right, yeah, you would want it to be permanent.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Never thought about that.
So that's a project I want to do for the... For the old how to fix it workshop.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? I went to see Nick Hexum last weekend.
Oh, I forgot. You went to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the lead singer of 311 is on this little solo. I guess it's kind of a solo project. He has this. It's kind of more like bluegrass style music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's pretty like chill and. But he had this group with him, and they opened for him, and then they came out and played with him whenever he came out, called, I just totally forgot the name of them, but they're like a bluegrass band from California, and, you know, banjo and all that, and they have this old-timey mic that they just basically all play from the same mic, or they, you know, all, so they all get together to play the intro of the song typically, and then they'll kind of back up and weigh this microphone. It's not like a, you know, a traditional microphone that you would see somebody use. It's I know to call it is like an old time microphone. Like, it has this big round thing, you know, around the center piece of it, and it's almost like it captures sound from, you know, all over, as opposed to just, you know, specifically directing it right at it.
Remember, this is very old. Peter, Paul, and Mary, I don't know if you remember ever seeing them.
No.
I mean, I never saw them. I'd see them on PBS or something. They had a mic with like three microphones that stuck out of it. Yeah. They all faced each other while they played and sang.
This was kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. So they would all gather around, like kind of gather around in U-shape whenever they were playing the instruments, and then they would kind of like spread out a little bit so the music would fade just a little bit, and then the singer would kind of lean in like a little closer to the mic.
Oh, I see.
And then if there was a little bit of a solo, or, you know, they were emphasizing one instrument, then that person would go in a little bit closer to the mic, but still it picked up like everything around it. So
I'm picturing one of those mics that you used to see at the drive-in that you would put on,
similar to that, but it had this circular thing around it, and I'm recording with my phone, so I can't show you a picture.
But I'm not even seeing that.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you afterwards. But it was cool. It was at a small spot in Columbia, and we were able to walk there from our hotel, and the place was really small, venue and like kind of a bar, and I think there was maybe like 100 people there or something. It was very small crowd. And that's what he was going for with this tour, is just to have. And then what was really cool was, like, afterwards, they were like, hey, you know, we're all going to be up near the entrance by the merch, which, I mean, you know, they're trying to sell merch. But
yeah,
like, if you want to meet any of us or whatever. So that band was up there, and then Nick was up there, and, you know, everybody lined up, and you could just like go through, shake his hand, say hi, you know, he autographed stuff and that kind of thing. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. The other thing that was cool about it was he was a lot more like crowd engaging, and he talked a lot through the songs, or about the songs. Oh, no. Like,
how's everybody feeling?
Yeah. It wasn't the cheesy 311 stuff where it's just always the same thing. He actually talked about the stories of like why he wrote these songs, and was, you know, a lot more personal about the topic. And one of them, it was kind of touching. I didn't even realize one of his brothers had died of a drug overdose like 10 years ago, and one of the songs had, you know, something to do with that. So anyway, it was a good time. It was pretty cool to see a kind of a big big-ish, rock-ish star in a small setting where you could just like have a little meet and greet afterwards.
Yeah, that's cool. You actually went, you actually stayed in Columbia too? You didn't just drive there and
yeah, we stayed back. Just one night there. Oh. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We walked around a lot and went to a couple breweries that first day and had a really good breakfast the next morning and drove home. It's only like 2.5 hour drive.
I had a thing with Millie. The the Girl Scouts had a thing where the fathers come with them and they plant, we plant trees and flowers and like bulbs and stuff. And I was like, oh, that'll, you know, that'll be cool. It was way out. Where is that at? I'm trying to think. You know where Purina Farms is?
Yeah. Sullivan or something?
Not quite. It's, you know, past Pacific. So anyway,
yeah,
it's around there. They have a huge, like, camping area with a lake. And so I'm like, oh, so we're going to be planting and stuff. They say bring old clothes, bring gloves, bring all your tools you want to dig with.
Okay.
And we get there and, you know, they're like, all right, first we're going to sing. They sing some silly songs, the girls sing with them. And then it was lunchtime and I'm like, okay. And they had hot, it was like a cafeteria. You had a little tiny hot dog and and applesauce and chips. I'm like, okay. I'm like, they do know we're grown men with those daughters, right? Okay. And then the girls all did crafts for the next hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
Like building little, well, they painted little rocks like ladybugs and they made these, I mean, she loved this or whatever. Yeah. It was almost like, I enjoyed being with her and all that, but it also was kind of like, well, you didn't kind of, I thought the dads would be involved a little more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were just there watching them build little fairies out of pipe cleaners and stuff, you know? And finally, they're like, all right, we're gonna plant the flowers. We have three trees. We've already assigned the... I'm like, okay. I guess we're not... We got three trees we're planting. We've already assigned, six people to do that.
Yeah.
Like, and the rest... Well, there's a by the lake. There's a dam by the lake where we're gonna plant all the bulbs.
Okay.
They're summer flowers. They'll come back in the summer. Like, all right, okay. Well, everyone gets four bulbs. Like, okay, I guess we're planting four flowers.
Yeah,
get down there, and they already had all the holes dug.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, I go well. They kind of took a lot out of it. I mean, I guess that helps, but so they said, if you want to dig your own hole, you do that too. So we used three of the holes and then we dug our own, which we only brought some plastic shovels. We didn't bring, we thought they'd have something more, but we dug our own hole in that too. So
that sounds like a full day.
It was like 11 until I think we got out of there around 3:30.
Yeah.
So almost, what, about 4 hours, 4.5 hours?
Hmm.
But on our way out, I see this sign. I can't remember the brewery. I should have looked up. Let's see. Brewery near camp. I should have stopped. But Millie's like, no, you can't go there.
She did.
Yeah. Point Labadie Brewery.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this brewery? I've never heard of it. And it was a big big brewery we passed right next to the place. I'm like, hey, can I, you mind if I stop here? No, I don't want to do that. I can't drink, Daddy.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Fine. Like, I don't know when I'll be out to Labadie, Missouri. Labadie?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard of that one. We'll have to go check it out. Now it sounds like we need to take
a field trip. It looked like a big, like, yeah, this big barn, and there were lots of cars around it. I'm like, hey.
That's cool.
So I kind of wish I would have stopped. I would have brought a couple samples home with me, but.
Too bad, Millie. Yep. I'm pulling in to get a drink.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Good stuff with the kids.
Oh, you gotta love the kids.
Yeah, gotta do it.
So you said you have another snack, huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We have two snacks today.
I almost forgot.
Maybe you should check if that thing's still recording, too.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
What are we up to as far as time here? Let's see. We're at 42 minutes.
Okay. So that means I need to borrow 12 of those minutes that I missed. Well, I guess the first five was kind of garbage.
I saw this at a gas station on our way back from Columbia, actually, and thought, oh, this is cool. I've never seen this before. Maybe it's been out, but I hadn't seen it. So Easter is this weekend.
Yep.
We're here hanging out on Good Friday. This is Snickers Eggs. So I don't expect this to be anything too interesting or out of the ordinary. I mean, Snickers is Snickers, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Have you had these?
I have not.
Okay.
Those are big. Those are a lot bigger than I thought they'd be. Kind of like the Jif eggs.
It's about the same size. That's right. Yeah.
And they got a little design on them as well.
Those were really good, those Jif eggs. I don't know if these are going to top those, but we'll see. I mean, I don't think they're going to be anything different than
they'll be a Snicker, I'm sure. Yeah.
So Snickers usually has like full-size peanuts in it, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I got one peanut in that bite.
No.
They make a Milky Way and label it Snicker.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot more chocolate on the bottom than I think
a lot more
typical for a Snicker bar. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of peanut in there.
I see a nut. They're good.
Yeah.
They're a little more caramel and chocolate heavy than normal. And it almost seems like there's not much nougat like you would normally get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they've just kind of altered the quantity of some of their main ingredients.
Right.
Hmm.
I hope this mic doesn't pick up so much chewing.
Yeah, probably does.
Because I usually back away from this one, but now you're going to hear.
I'll probably hear my cord here banging into it, too.
Banging on it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. You already finished yours.
I took it in three bites though, Greg. It wasn't like my typical one bite.
One bite.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We're gonna have any more. We probably won't have any more Easter candy after this, or Easter snacks or whatever. We've had quite a few this year though.
Moving on to Halloween.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
Yep. It's the next holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching anything interesting lately?
All we've been watching is Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
I talked about that last time. We're already almost finished with season one, because I think there's only 10 episodes. We watch one just about every night. We've really gotten into it. Lori's like, I want more. And she's like, at first it was funny because the first episode, she's like, I don't know if I can stick with this. You know, and I told you, we turned on the closed captioning in episode two, and that really changed things, and it was a big improvement. So now she's hooked, and she's figuring out all the families and like why they're against each other, and you know, like the little things that are going on that are kind of like on the verge of war and all that. So I have no idea what the future holds, if it's like kind of a sequential timeline or if it jumps in timeline, because you got all these all these families are either gonna have a child or already have a child that is the next like heir to the throne.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, well, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for the next season to just be like 1 year later. So I don't know. I have no idea what to expect.
I've heard some things, but
it would be cool if you were watching the show now and you were like, we could talk about it.
Like, so I got to get caught up.
15 years later, we're reviewing and discussing Game of Thrones.
Hey, it's happened.
Yeah, I should do the same with what's your favorite HBO show? The Sopranos. That's been even longer ago, right? That was like
99 is when it started. Yeah,
27 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I've never watched it.
It's a good show, but I feel that it may not hold up as much, especially like season one. It's a little, I don't know, it's a little different.
Really? Yeah, Game of Thrones could never, like, it can never age or outage or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's...
But then some things don't, I guess if you put a certain time to something, because, like Goodfellas, for example, one of my favorite movies, but it takes place a lot during the 70s, you know, so...
Yeah.
So it kind of works.
Yeah, we've talked about this before that I think Seinfeld hasn't aged all that well, but
also the styles aren't any different. Like, I feel I can watch that and be like, the style doesn't feel like this is a show from the 80s or 90s. Like, maybe when they never mentioned the internet, or maybe towards the end, or
yeah, I don't know. But Friends is one that I feel like that doesn't. Every so often, it's kind of rare that they'll talk about some sort of technology or whatever. But that it's so rare that they do that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like it. But
Chandler's laptop or.
Yeah. Yeah.
28.8 modem.
Yeah, that's right.
This is awesome. Well, I watched the movie Project Hail Mary. Why can't I talk? Project Hail Mary
at the theater?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, at the theater you watched it.
Yeah. It is a really good movie. It is really good. Huh. I was surprised. I mean, so Andy Weir is a guy who... Andy Weir? Sounds right. That almost sounds like a guy that we went to high school with, but I don't
know. Yeah.
That was Andy Muir. Andy Weir. Okay. He also wrote the, did you ever see The Martian, that movie?
Is that Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
It's the same writer.
Okay.
That wrote that book. He wrote this book as well. Hmm. And Lord and dang it.
Every time there's a name of it. Well, I'm just as bad because I'm like, well, there was an opening band. I don't remember what their name was.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller. They're the ones that did Spider-Man, the Lego movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Mm. They've done a lot of movies that are the two 21 Jump Street movies. They do a lot of good movies. Anyway, I don't know if you know anything about it.
I've seen the trailer, and it's usually like 5 seconds long, and it looks stupid.
Essentially, the Earth is coming to an end. Or okay. Like the sun, I guess I should say it this way. The sun is dying, and they don't know why. But they found that NASA's found that there's a star. All these stars are burning out everywhere except this one. There's one, and they want to take a trip there to figure out why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, Ryan Gosling ends up one of the crew to go out there. And I guess you know from the trailer that he ends up, he's the only one left of the crew.
Yeah, and he's got this
I don't know, like creature that is with him?
He meets an alien.
Oh, that's an alien.
It's a very, it kind of has that E.T. like, it's a friendly alien. So yeah. So they're basically, they're both wanting to figure this out for both people's planet. His, the one planet, and they're figuring out how to communicate and stuff like that. It's a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. It I think even like kids would like it.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend
only, like, it. PG-13, right? Which you don't see too much of anymore.
Yeah. But and yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. How long is it?
It's, I think it was like a 2-hour movie though too.
No, that's not too bad. As long as it's not 3.
It could be 3.
Oh no. Are you serious?
Let's see.
Yeah, you don't get much from the trailer. I guess it's intentional.
2 hours and 36 minutes.
Jeez, it is almost. That is a long one.
It is good. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, check it out.
All right.
What else we got? I saw this video, but I didn't watch it. You were saying
Bush on NPR. So this,
Tiny Desk Concerts.
So, you know, we probably have some similar like algorithm feeds or whatever. And it seemed like every time I was turning on YouTube over the last few days, this was popping up. Like,
right.
YouTube was wanting me to watch this. Bush was on, the band Bush was on NPR Tiny Desk. And I like the Tiny Desk series. I feel like every one I've ever watched has been really good.
I didn't even know Bush was still around.
Well, that's part of... So I'm going to really kind of just crap on Bush here and Gavin Rosdale.
Crap on Bush.
So I turned it on, and here's the thing about Tiny Desk that I've always liked is usually they will play a song or two, and the lead singer or, you know, other members of the band will talk about just like... Hey, this song is about this. I wrote this back then. And they'll very personal, you know, they'll talk through like, you know, the band and the history and all that. Gavin did none of that. It was so incredibly boring. He came out, first of all, what is their big, not glycerine, but the
Machine Head?
Yeah. He sounded terrible to me, like his voice was straining, very, very bad. And then he's wearing a shirt that has holes all over in it. Like, it looked like the shirt was from the 90s and has been washed like 50 times. So I was like, this is kind of weird. And I'm like, people got to be commenting like, man, his voice sounds like his shirt looks or something. That's what I would have commented.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, oh, I love this, brought tears to my eyes. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, we were never Bush fans back in the 90s or whatever, 2000s. But I didn't like hate them, but I wasn't like,
First album was really good, I thought. Mm-hmm. It. Yeah.
So, yeah, I did, to your question, like, they're still together. I looked it up, like, none of the same people at all.
It's just him.
It's just him. And which I find that to be kind of weird. Although I know they've made some new music in recent years, and I think the last song, they only played 4 songs, and the last one I think was newer, but I just was, he didn't have good, like,
stage presence. Tiny Desk presence.
Yeah, and his voice didn't sound good. The music sounded great, but yeah, I was like, this is the worst Tiny Desk's episode I've ever watched, and I would definitely not recommend it. But I could not believe how much the people on the comments were like, this brought back so many memories.
You hate that when you're like, oh my gosh, let me look at these comments, and you're like, oh man, they're not thinking they're thinking totally the opposite of me.
Sometimes
I hate that.
Sometimes they are thinking what I'm thinking, and it's just hilarious that people will put it into words that you're like, oh man, that's so clever. Because like, that's the first thing that came to my mind was, I was like, his voice sounds like his shirt looks.
Yeah.
And I was like expecting to see that
that comment, and I didn't, and everybody was like, and it could have been like
awesome
a lot
shirt.
Of, like, wasn't he? I mean, didn't a lot of women like really think he was, you know, really sexy and cute and stuff back in the day?
You know, not just the women, man.
But I was surprised that he's 60. I didn't realize he was that much older than
60,
us.
60, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'd be more popular if he would have stuck it out with Gwen.
He was too busy with the nanny.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're crapping all over Bush and Gavin.
Gavin. Gavin.
But they were at Woodstock, and I know they were pretty cool back
Woodstock.
Then.
Woodstock.
Woodstock 90. 94?
94,
99, one or the other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah, there was like two. I can't even remember. I remember we lived together during the one.
99.
I guess 94 was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is? Oh, that's my vacuum talking upstairs.
It's talking?
Yeah.
Oh.
So here's some news that I saw. I didn't actually realize this. Apparently, Real Big Fish has been kind of. They haven't performed since 2019. I feel like I've seen them a lot though, and I didn't know it's been that long.
I've only seen them like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen them. I thought you...
Surely, that I remember.
Oh, that you remember.
Sometimes some of those old shows that I used to go to with you back in the 90s, I didn't appreciate the music at the time. And then now, like many, many years later, I'm like, oh, yeah, Less Than Jake, I like those guys. And you're like, I saw them with you back in 1993 or something.
You were there. Yeah, that happens. So anyway, the key members of the band, apparently a photo was shared where they're all together, and it sounds like they're getting back together. So,
So they were actually on hiatus, huh?
Apparently, whether a reunion or a friendly hangout, this is the first sign of something bigger remains to be seen. So I don't know. I really enjoy watching. They're another fun band to watch.
Yeah.
I think they put on a good show.
My sister-in-law, we drug her to that back in one of the Point
One of the Warped Tours, I think.
Oh, was that what it was? Warped Tour? Yeah, that's right. Because she was there to see some of her screamo bands or whatever. And we're like, oh, come check out this band. And I think she's been... I don't know how that can traumatize you, like Real Big Fish. But it's like, oh, she's like, oh, that was so bad. Like, you're crazy.
Oh, she did. That's just...
Yeah, she's putting on.
Yeah. It's all fun music. They used to play that one song, and they'd go, okay, now that was a good song, but let's do it in a country style, and then they'll do it all through, and then they'll go, how about a disco? How about a emo style? And so, yeah. I don't know.
That's cool.
Shop talk. You had nothing to talk about.
Not really. I'm still working on this other property, and I'm not filming it, which is I'm kicking myself for. And I've been just, I don't know. I got to get back into the groove. Hopefully buying this new laptop will spark the excitement again. I've got the new camera on my phone. I've got these new mics that we're wearing here. I got all the stuff. I'm just like, I don't know. I had that 2 week vacation and I haven't been able to get back into the groove.
Oh, that's the worst. It's kind of like working out.
Kind of, yeah, it is.
You take that vacation and you're like, oh, man, I don't want to get back into that now. I was having such a good time.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what it was. Like, I was really into it and then I just got out of practice or whatever, the habit, I guess. And I haven't been able to like get myself back into it, so I don't have anything again to release this week. And this is gonna be like the third week in a row.
This
that we
is
don't have
awful.
A video coming
this
out.
Is what is wrong with you?
I'm so disappointed.
You're
in
supposed
myself.
To be carrying this whole channel.
I know.
Speaking of carrying the channel, I actually shot a video today.
Woohoo! Oh, but you have other videos that you've shot as well.
I do. This one, I had the mic on the whole time while I was doing it, so I've got narration too. Probably me going, like, because you ever work in a small laundry room or whatever, and you're crawling behind things. Yeah, you start picking up a sweat, and then you're like. And then you're like, oh, man, this whole thing is recording me, too, and I, whatever.
Well, you just put it all in, speed it up, and
there you go.
It doesn't look so bad.
And it's hard to get shots and angles because,
your butt's always in the way.
Your butt's in the way. I wore a long enough shirt so my butt crack wouldn't hang out. So the dryer, I replace all the crap in it. I took it apart. If you haven't taken your dryer apart, it's probably a good idea to, because I had so much dryer lint inside there. I can't believe how much goes that, like, this dryer can't be. I think we got it when we moved in.
Yeah.
So it's 5-6 years old.
The pictures you shared with me, I didn't really see much vent or lint in there. Did you already clean it out?
I already cleaned it, but there was a lot, and it in every single compartment I'd open up, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did that even get in here? So there was that, and the axle that the belt goes around, it wouldn't spin. So I'm like, well, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I replaced that. I replaced some wheels. So it didn't really do what I thought it would do.
Have you noticed if the dryer takes a long time to dry? Like, does it seem like it's slower than it was originally at drying clothes?
I never really saw that.
We have that problem going
just
on.
The noise.
I wonder if ours is, because ours is, we've had ours a lot longer than you've had yours, and I wonder if there's something in there that's kind of clogged. There's YouTube videos. There's guys that have made like probably a career with YouTube out of cleaning out dryer vents.
Oh yeah.
And people don't, they either don't clean out their lint trap, or they somehow it just gets clogged up in the vent, and then they come in with like high power, you know, wind or whatever, and blow it out, and it'll be like these huge tubes of lint that's from like 20 years of, you know,
oh yeah,
backup. And they're like, oh, the customer states that it takes 4 cycles to dry their laundry.
Now, I haven't had that problem, but I have, the noise. So, I don't know. From what I can find, it could be the blower wheel or the actual motor itself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, that sucks. Yeah, they're just not made like they used to be,
I guess. But and my rotors for my truck, those I just saw they shipped in. I didn't pick them off my front porch, but they're there. So I got to do that too. I'm tired of when I stop it going shaking like that.
So are you replacing the pads too, or did you already?
Yeah, I got rotors and pads.
Cool.
And I got the ones with the holes drilled in it. The high performance one. Because honestly, I've never used this site, americantrucks.com.
Yeah.
But I looked at it, had a lot of good reviews of everything on there, and it literally took 2 days for them to ship stuff. But from looking at, like, AutoZone, I took them as kind of like the what the average price would be.
Mm-hmm.
So one rotor from AutoZone of, I think it was a Callahan. It was.
Is it really Callahan?
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that what Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy. it was like $175 for one. Wow. Rotor, and it wasn't the high performance one or anything. Now they had a deal going on. If you bought 2 rotors, you got the brake pads for free, which, you know, so mine, I got the high performance rotors, 2 of them plus brake pads. It was $250.
Okay.
So it was a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Now I just gotta do it.
Yeah, I think that the cheap rotors, they heat up pretty easily. Like if you're going down a long hill or you're in stop and go traffic, it heats up and it's not able to cool down fast enough, and that's what warps the rotor and gives you that shake.
Yeah, I know I had, because I had them replaced maybe whenever I got the truck. It wasn't that long after, so about 5 years ago, and they had the slotted with all the holes in it, but they didn't have any sort of replacement where I took it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had standard, and well, they're already ready to, and I don't do a lot of driving. Yeah. I guess I do a lot of braking, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Coming down your hills and your subdivision.
Yep.
And
I mean, I probably brake a lot more than, you know, if you're just driving in town.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I got to get back at it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, geez.
This whole system is falling apart.
So I got three things here: the dryer, the rotors, and a Sewell. Sewer ball catcher.
I mean, the title alone ought to get some views.
I also have, I still want to build my little scoreboard drink holder for bags and
it's the season.
Washers. I know, I got to get that out there. That has to come out within the next month.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So I got a lot to do, and
yep.
Hey, we're going to see the Mario movie tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, that's taking cool. The kids.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks kind of funny and
Mario Galaxy. Did you see the first one?
No.
Oh well, you'd be lost.
Would I?
Like, what the heck? I don't understand this.
Is it a lot of the same actors for the characters?
Yeah, I don't think Donkey Kong's going to be in this one.
Mm.
So
yeah, that's cool.
Yep. All right, I think we're done here.
I think so.
We're done here.
Yeah, this is over. Good snacks, good food, decent beer.
And now let's go.
Good dessert.